White. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. January 1st, 1903. My dear son Edson, I've just read your letter in which you propose to take your printing work away from the Nashville Publishing House, and in which you make inquiry in regard to the advisability of securing a printing press and the other facilities necessary for printing your books. I can see, as well as you, that if there is not an entire change in sentiment, the only thing you can do is to withdraw your work from the office there. If you have to do this, be careful not to show any spirit of triumph or retaliation. But if you disconnect from the publishing house and still remain in the southern field, will not some of the brethren try to hinder the sale of your books? If you remain, I think it is best for you to be given the same position of influence that you have held in the past. This is your right. 3 times the Lord has presented to me, in symbols, that you should not be set aside as one who has no voice in the management of the work in the southern field. If the same spirit that has been manifested will continue to be manifested, it might be best for you to sever your connection with the southern work. Leave the field, if compelled to, and give into the hands of your brethren the work that you have been carrying forward. By all means, quietly step out, giving your brethren the field if they make it too hard for you. I'm writing you this after reading your letter, in which you propose going away where you can be by yourself. You cannot endure constant friction. I know this would not be best for you or for your brethren. I hardly know how to advise you, as I have had no special light from the Lord. If your work is to be hedged up, if you are to be subjected to constant annoyances, I wish you could leave that section of the country and take up a work in Southern California, possibly in San Diego or in Fernando, where the conference school is located. This winter you could come to Elmshaven and take up work on my books, or write books, as you might choose. We should be glad to have you connect with us and would find a place for you. However, these are merely suggestions. My dear son, follow the leadings of the Holy Spirit. Walk humbly with God. Value His favor more highly than everything else. Remember that the Lord Jesus is your best friend, your constant guardian. With love.